It's almost the middle of August, and it's Thursday, so Jody Beznoska, who is the Vice President of Communications from Walton Arts Center, is with me. Welcome.
Welcome to you. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have a couple of shows coming up and left in the month of August, and then unbelievably, we're into September. But we have the Midtown Men coming up next week on Friday and Saturday. And as we've talked about, these are the four stars from the original cast of Jersey Boys, singing music from Jersey Boys itself, but also other 60s music, and putting on an incredible concert that is just really high energy. They have a great band with them. And they will be here on Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th for three performances total. There are still tickets available for all three shows.
That's a Friday night, Saturday matinee, Saturday night?
That's correct. Yep. 8 o'clock on Friday night, 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Saturday. And then a week later, we will finish up the KOAF Summer Jazz Series with Warren Wolf on Friday the 26th. That will be in Star Theater. And the following day, a very exciting day, we'll have the Fayetteville Roots Festival going on all over Fayetteville, really, but we will have performances at the Walton Arts Center, and you can get tickets on our website for the Roots Festival. And then it's September, and I can't really believe that it's September almost, but Theater Squared will begin their first show of the season, Boing Boing, the I'm using air quotes, the rollicking farce that was on Broadway just recently, and they're in rehearsals right now. It sounds like it's quite fun, quite funny, very fast-paced, madcap, you know, lots of laughs for that one.
You and I saw just a snippet of it couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
At an event, and it it takes place when airline pilots were, you know, if you didn't want to be an astronaut, you wanted to be an airline pilot.
Exactly. In some ways, I think the spirit of it is a lot like Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
You remember that,
mm-hmm.
that movie?
Very much so, yes.
Yeah, but the main character, you know, balances three different women in his mm-hmm. life because they're all stewardesses. And, I mean, that's really all you need to know. And then, of course, mayhem
yes.
ensues.
That never works.
Never works, but it sure makes for good theater.
Yes.
So that opens on the 1st of September, and they will be running for 4 weeks, I believe, actually. Mm-hmm. And the following night, on the 2nd, we will have the Charlie Daniels Band at the Amp. So we are winding down the Amp season right now. There's only a few more shows left in the fall. But so the Charlie Daniels Band will be there in September, and then there's a couple of more leading on into the fall. And believe it or not, then Labor Day's here, and we're back from summer break, and everybody's in school, and it's hard to believe summer's winding down.
Public schools start Monday.
Yeah, can you believe that? I can't. And in the spirit of back to school, I thought it would be fun to spend a little bit of time talking about some of the kids' programs that we have coming up for the season. Now, they don't actually start until much later in the fall. They begin in October and November, but there's a whole host of them. And the great thing about our kids' programs is that they're pretty affordable. They're meant for parents and guardians and grandparents and aunts and uncles and babysitters to come with the kids. And there's a wide range of what you can enjoy. A lot of the kids' programming is based on literature and books that kids have read or will read. So we try really hard to actually connect them to the curriculum that they may be experiencing in the school. But then we also have, you know, great shows like in October we have Step Africa, which is obviously a step performance, mm-hmm. but extremely high energy, going to be very very engaging for kids and for their parents as well. And of course the Nutcracker coming in November, mm-hmm. In December. But I really just wanted to get that on parents' radar, because a lot of kids in the region will experience these shows with their schools. Sometimes we bring in a show and we do two or three performances for schools, and then we do one for the public as well. But even if the kids see it in school, there's something special about seeing it with their parents.
Well, you can talk to your parents about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Parents can talk to you if
yeah.
you're the kid.
And you can learn, you can, you know, take the lessons from the play and, you know, take them back to your life. So I just wanted to get that out on people's radar, that there's a whole host of kids and family programming coming up this fall, and school schedules get really busy and sports schedules get really busy, so it's a great time now to go online and get those tickets. They're affordable, and you can just put them on the calendar and start getting your kids excited about coming out.
Do you get the least bit nostalgic or wistful or melancholy at the end of summer? I know it's been the hottest summer that we can remember, and so a lot of people are looking forward to autumn. I still kind of want to hang on to those summer days as much as possible.
Me too. I don't feel exactly like we got to enjoy as much of the summer as we usually do. You know, we didn't get as many picnics or as much floating on the river or, you know, just being outside on in barbecuing, you know, because it was just so hot. Actually, with this rain and with the there's some orange trees already. Mm-hmm. And I had a moment yesterday where I felt, oh, my gosh, autumn is coming. Oh, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I want summer to stay for a little while more.
Glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
But all those autumn things you talked about and the things that still have yet to go in summer, Walton Arts Center.
.org or 443-5600 or come down to the box office and see us. Our gallery is open, and it's open during the day, and because we don't have shows at night, you know, it's just free and open to everybody. So come on down and check us out.
All right, Jody, thanks.
Thank you.
It's almost the middle of August, and it's Thursday, so Jody Beznoska, who is the Vice President of Communications from Walton Arts Center, is with me. Welcome.
Welcome to you. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have a couple of shows coming up left in the month of August, and then unbelievably, we're into September. But we have the Midtown Men coming up next week on Friday and Saturday. And as we've talked about, these are the these are four stars from the original cast of Jersey Boys singing music from Jersey Boys itself, but also other 60s music and putting on an incredible concert then that is just really high energy. They have a great band with them. And they will be here on Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th for three performances total. There are still tickets available for all three shows.
That's a Friday night, Saturday matinee, Saturday night?
That's correct. Yep. 8 o'clock on Friday night, 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Saturday. And then a week later, we will finish up the KOAF Summer Jazz Series with Warren Wolf on Friday the 26th. That will be in Star Theater. And the following day, a very exciting day, we'll have the Fayetteville Roots Festival going on all over Fayetteville, really. But we will have performances at the Walton Arts Center. And you can get tickets on our website for the Roots Festival. And then it's September. And I can't really believe that it's September almost. But Theater Squared will begin their first show of the season, Boing Boing, the I'm using air quotes, the rollicking farce that was on Broadway just recently, and they're in rehearsals right now. It sounds like it's quite fun, quite funny, very fast-paced, madcap, you know, lots of laughs for that one.
You and I saw just a snippet of it couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
At an event, and it it takes place when airline pilots were, you know, if you didn't want to be an astronaut, you wanted to be an airline pilot.
Exactly. In some ways, I think the spirit of it is a lot like Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
You remember that,
mm-hmm.
that movie?
Very much so, yes.
Yeah, but the main character, you know, balances three different women in his life because they're all stewardesses. And, I mean, that's really all you need to know. And then, of course, mayhem
yes.
ensues.
But that never works.
Never works, but it sure makes for good theater.
Yes.
So that opens on the 1st of September, and they will be running for 4 weeks, I believe, actually. Mm-hmm. And the following night, on the 2nd, we will have the Charlie Daniels Band at the Amp. So we are winding down the Amp season right now. There's only a few more shows left in the fall. But so the Charlie Daniels Band will be there in September, and then there's a couple of more leading on into the fall. And believe it or not, then Labor Day's here, and we're back from summer break, and everybody's in school, and it's hard to believe summer's winding down.
Public schools start Monday.
Yeah, can you believe that? I can't. And in the spirit of back to school, I thought it would be fun to spend a little bit of time talking about some of the kids' programs that we have coming up for the season. Now, they don't actually start until much later in the fall. They begin in October and November, but there's a whole host of them. And the great thing about our kids' programs is that they're pretty affordable.